Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, every fiber of my being. Praise God, we thank God for that song from Jackie Goucher. Amen, family. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight on Women Speak Now, fourth Thursday with What's the Word with Minister Terry. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. The Lord has been giving me a word. He's been giving this word as we crossed over to 2021. And I tell you, when the Lord gives me a word in my spirit, I know he wants that word is for me personally. So what I have to do, I have to go into his word, go into prayer. Lord, what do you need me to do with this word? And family, tonight he has given me the words accountability and responsibility. And my topic tonight, if we want to call it a topic, subject matter is, it's all our responsibility to be accountable to God. Amen. Let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humbly come to you, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, with every fiber of my being. I'm so thankful and grateful, Father. I give all glory and honor to you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for allowing Pastor E to allow me another opportunity to share a word. To use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, as your vessel tonight. It's an opportunity, Lord. And Father, I am just so grateful. Father, we know it's 2021, Father, has been off. It's been off and running. It's been so much running. And even during COVID, 2021 is still going on. That's why we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we be, Father, we pray that we be accountable to our time. Not just our time in general, but our time we spend with you. Our time we spend in our relationship with you, Father. Time, Father, time is something we can't waste because time can get away. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share words, just to use me, Lord, as your vessel. In your son, Jesus' name, I release my prayers. Amen. Family, I tell you, when the Lord gives me a word, I know. When he gives me a word in my spirit, I know he's speaking to me directly. So when I go to the Lord in prayer and ask him, what did he want me to share? To share out, to minister. Just as a vessel, as a servant, to be used by him. To be used by him that I can reach someone. Someone that don't know him. Amen, family? I tell you, when we think about accountability versus responsibility, when we look at those two words interchangeably, they're what we call synonyms. Accountability, being defined as a fact or condition of being accountable. Responsibility. Other synonyms are liability, answerability, reporting. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, family, when the Lord gave me this word, it stirred in my spirit. I said, Lord, it's something you're speaking to me right now. But also a synonym is obedience. And now, let's define responsibility. I tell you, responsibility, the state or factor having a duty to deal with something or having control over someone or something. Again, the synonyms are authority, control, power, leadership, and management, influence, or duty. But family, tonight we are going to be, I'm going to be ministering on with you all are our responsibilities and accountabilities to our God, my God, and in his kingdom. Amen. Let us go, family, tonight. Let us go to Romans 14:12. And it reads, so then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. Amen. That's each of us. That means you, me, and everybody else on this line now, and everybody to come later. We all going to give an account to God. Oh, Jesus, I tell you. And then we can go back. Let's go back up to, we're still in Romans. We're in Romans 14, but let's go back up to verse 11. And then later we can read the whole chapter, chapter 14, to get, I always say, to get the meat. Get the meat of what, this is what the great apostle Paul, he was speaking to us. When we pick up the word of God, he's speaking to us directly. I take it personal when I open his words because I want him to speak to my heart because I know the Lord is working in you as he is in me. But this is in verse 11, and it reads, "For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, everyone, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue confess to God." Oh, my God. That's meaning being accountable to ourselves, to be accountable to our God. And we are also family to be accountable to one another and to others. I tell you, when we go, when we hear and we read through the chapter 14, we are accountable to others. We are accountable to others who are not so strong, not so strong in their faith in God. Because when we look at ourselves and examine ourselves, we say, it was a time when we weren't so, not so strong. I wasn't so strong. It's a daily walk. It's a daily moving and getting into the relationship. It's daily building our faith, exercising that faith muscle. And family, again, I said, we are not to judge. We can't judge those that maybe have a weaker faith. All we are to do is love them and continue to pray with them. Pray with them that, oh my gosh, pray with them that if that's an option, to pray with them. Because sometimes it may not be an option to pray with those because they're not praying with themselves. But so when that's not an option, we pray for them. The verse 13 tells us, therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or, my God, a cause to fall in our brother's way. My gosh. We are all held accountable to our God. Same God. We all serve the same God. We are all held accountable to him. Accountable to be responsible to those of weaker faith. Not to break down, but to build up. Thank you, Jesus. I thank Jesus. I always say, wake up thanking Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're just still here. You're still here with us. Thank you, Lord. So I always say, if you don't have nothing to pray about, just wake up praying and start thanking it. Thank you, Lord. Thank him over your circumstances and thank him over the world's circumstances. He always told us, we're in the world but not of the world. Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust the TV? Are you going to trust the Holy Spirit? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spending time with God, family. I tell you, it helps us to be accountable. We know our faith wasn't always strong. I always say that. I know my faith wasn't always strong. But our faith in God, it grows stronger as we continue. We continue to believe in him through his word. Your faith will never grow if you don't get into his word. We got to believe in his word and faith in God. I always say faith in God through the good and the bad. A lot of us believe we have faith in God when all is good. Go haywire. Our faith goes out the window, as they say, it goes south. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your saving grace. Sometimes we just got to lift our hands and thank him no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's been so good. He's been good to us when we weren't good to ourselves. Some of us can lift our hands and testify when we're out there making wrong decisions, wrong choices. Jesus was good to us. I thank him. Because I always say, and the word of God says, there's a time and a place and a season for everything. A time for us to wake up, open our eyes, and realize we can't do this on our own. We need the Lord. You say you don't need the Lord, you're lying to yourself. I thank him all the time. Amen, family? Now, family, let's go to Hebrews 4:13. And it says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give an account. Jesus. I tell you, we probably think, some of us probably think, we are doing something or getting, I always say, getting away with something. When we can be full of lies, lying to people, and manipulating others. When the word clearly says, we are to be imitators of Christ Jesus. I always say, what's done in the dark comes to light. Jesus. God sees all. I remember when we was growing up in Compton and going out to parties. You know the house parties back in the day. Can't have none now. So much evil in the world. When we were going out to house parties, that's why I always say I thank God for his saving grace. But our mama would always say to us, she said, keep your nose clean. She said, keep your nose clean because God sees all. Ooh, Jesus. We said, ooh, mama always say that. But now to understand our personal account, let's break down the word again. Amen. Being able to report or give a description or experience to give an account, we must have the capacity to report or describe the thing. To be accountable is having the responsibility of offering account to what that person. I know if and when We got home from the house parties in Compton. When we got home late in Compton, I tell you, our parents, and especially our mom, who rest in peace, mom, she would throw that double lock on the door. She'd make sure we had to ring that doorbell to get in. We could not just come in, slip in, put the key in, slip in. We had to give an account to our behaviors. She would check us out, how we looked, why we was late. This was an account to our parents, whom they're responsible for us, amen? So when we, being children of the Most High God, we will also give an account to our Father, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes, family, we just got to lift our hands of praise and thank him. Thank him for being our Father back in the days when we didn't know he was our Father. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for giving us the parents, for being responsible for us, for holding us accountable to what we were supposed to do. Thank you, Jesus. But we're all going to have to give account of our behaviors in our lives, the good and the not so good, as they call bad, personal accounts. I tell you, family, many people in their lives, they hire accountants. You know, accountability, they hire accountants to get their finances and their lives in check. That's when you hire a professional. Jesus, help us. The Word of God is our personal. You got to make it a personal accountant. That accountant keeps us our lives in check. Some of the things, the truth hurts, but the truth sets you free. I tell you, family, when I read his word, sometimes I'll say, oh, Lord, you have to work on me. He's working on me. We are a work in progress. Mm. To purge out some things that's within us, to keep us accountable and be responsible. Amen, family? And again, family, responsibility. Responsibility means authority, control, power, leadership. Mm. My God, management. That's those are some of the synonyms. And also when we look at in the corporate world, in the corporate settings, when you look at in the job setting, the boss and the employees. The boss is not responsible to do the job for the employees, but they are held accountable for whatever or whatnot, the work may not get done. The boss is held accountable for the employee. Thank you, Jesus. Always say, try and imagine if the boss sat in his office, just say your boss, our boss, sat in his office all day, his or her office, could be she, sat in their office all day, and the employees left. They left in their own. And he didn't go out there all day. He didn't go out there to check their work. He didn't go check their work areas. You know, sometimes you have work areas, you have assignments that need to be done. He didn't go check their work areas before they clocked out. Who will we think should be held accountable and responsible? Who do we think? Yes, when we answer that, the employees are accountable. But ultimately, the boss is responsible. The boss was responsible for holding the employees accountable, for making sure the work is done. And done, my mom's favorite, decent and in order. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, the same thing applies when we're speaking of our pastors, our bishops, our apostles, evangelists, whoever they have over your congregation, whom you are to be shepherds over, whom God has given them the responsibility. But as children of God, we will all have to give an account to our lives and our path. I thank you, Dr. Hamilton, Pastor E. I thank you for teaching us, my mentor, for teaching us on the word account of our past. Oh, my gosh. We all have to give an account of our past. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, because God, we have to ask ourselves, he hears our prayers. He hears our prayers for forgiveness, after our repentance. Again, God knows. He knows all. He sees all. Amen? That's why I always say it's vital to tell the truth. To tell the truth, no matter how bad it is, because he already knows. Jesus. We can't fool God. He already knows. He knows every detail. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, it tells us, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one of us may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, with whether good or bad. We're all going to have to face that judgment seat. Thank you, Jesus. Our responsibilities, our irresponsibilities, when we have irresponsibilities, they impact the things for which we are not perfect in. Being irresponsible in a not-so-perfect world. Thank you, Jesus. This is why he left us his word. And this is why he left us the Holy Spirit. Because he knew he was going to need some help in this not-so-perfect world. Oh. Always thank God. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen, family. We are accountable to the things that got us out of God, our control. You know, that has affected the things that we could control. We're responsible for that. Take, for instance, when you see somebody arguing and fussing, people do it. People do it, people can do it to the point where they're throwing blows. And he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but they're throwing blows. And in some cases, there's loss of life. And we all know, my mom used to teach this, it takes two to argue. And I always say, if one shuts up, the argument ceases. Thank you, Jesus. And I always say, let us be the one to keep quiet. Keep our mouth shut. Amen, family. When we give an account to God, we got to highlight. I always say highlight and put in parentheses, put some underline and whatever we got to do, that we all will give an account to God. Not just you, not just me, not just Pastor E, not just Down the Now Network, not just people follow. We all have to give an account to God. Amen, family. And when we all have to take personal responsibility, responsibilities of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. When we go to Romans 13, and we all know this so well, subject to authorities appointed by God. Amen. I always say, we may sneak past the popo. We call it the popo, the police. Every now and then, driving with suspended license. And then some of us still driving with expired tags. And sometimes we can get stopped, and we get a good authority that's appointed by God that will let us go with a warning. Thank you, Jesus. God's grace and his mercy. But these authorities are appointed by God, and we're accountable to our God. I remember back in the days going to court. This is when our oldest brother, Roddy, was murdered. I was in the courtroom, and I was just showing off in my flesh. And I was throwing symbols. I'm going to kill you. And I almost got a contempt of court. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I had to go to the Lord in prayer. I wasn't that rooted and grounded in my walk with him. Didn't know. And I was still on that cusp of perishing for lack of knowledge. But I had to go to the Lord in prayer for forgiveness. And I had to ask the Lord that his wrath be placed on that perpetrator. Not mine. Amen. Because we all have to be given account of our past. Amen. It begins from the biggest to the least of things. And we have to be accountable to others. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. Again, accountability is different from responsibility. Throughout our lives in our walks with Christ, in Christ Jesus, with Christ, in Christ Jesus, and those who are outside, not in Christ Jesus, who have not confessed with their mouths and believed in their hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord. We all have responsibilities. In our households, we have responsibilities. We have chores to do. You know, I remember growing up, we had to do the yard work. You had to take out the trash, details, mopping, dishes, bathrooms, whatever you had to do. You were held accountable. I remember our parents, Jesus, they held us accountable because they were responsible. God has put them responsible for us. So they held us accountable to do what we're supposed to do. We don't all answer to somebody. We thank God. We thank God for the helper. I thank God for the Holy Spirit all the time. The helper holds us accountable. I always say, greater is he that is within me than the evil in the world. And I always say, family, we have the power. We have the power to rebuke the enemy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, some folks give him way too much credit. He's a defeated fool. When you get in the Word of God, you know this. I tell you, he wants us to do nothing. We don't do nothing because we don't know. Amen, family? And it's always our mindset. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God, I tell you, God holds us accountable for failing not to utilize the Holy Spirit. God will hold us accountable. Jesus said he left us a helper. This is a helper you can call on anytime. I call on him all the time. I need him. Amen, family. Again, I say the two words and two meanings with similarity, accountability. But accountability is the secret sauce of responsibility. Accountability, I tell you, accountability encourages us. It empowers us to go a step further. Taking responsibility, taking accountability is a choice. Some of us within our now network, Pastor E is responsible. Pastor E is responsible because he's a CEO and he's the overseer of this and the president of the organization. But we are accountable to him through God to show up and minister. And we have to make sure that we put a conscious effort to serve God. Serve him through God. We prepare ourselves. Family, I can't get on this broadcast. I have to get into his word. And I think about it, you know, anything we do, we have to prepare ourselves. When I was doing nursing, I went hard to prepare for nursing. Whatever you're doing in your life, if you have a business, right now we have a business, you go hard to prepare for that. So we have to prepare ourselves in his word through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. To be accountable vessels to our God. Don't matter what people say. It's what God sees. Thank you, Jesus. And he uses us to minister to his people. I tell you, family, through reading and meditating on his word and praying. Prayer. It's our responsibility. And it's our responsibility in our personal relationships to be accountable to our God. That we may be, I always say, changed from the inside out. We do a lot of work. We do a lot of work on our outside. We love to look good because that's, you know, that's one of our human instincts. But spiritually, we have to work on our spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank him because he's still working in me. I know, Father, it hasn't been easy, but I thank you, Lord. And also family, in our fellowship in Jesus, in our fellowship with Jesus, to work out our own salvation. As Jesus said to Peter and John, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. This is one of our responsibilities, from our Father. Amen. We are to be responsible and accountable and to take our personal relationship in Christ seriously. Being careful. I always say be careful because we can all, I thank my mentor, Pastor E, because we can all make so many bad choices. But being careful that our decisions to do any and everything, because we are accountable to God, following Him and becoming Christ-like. He works in us what He wills in us. Amen, family. He works in us what He wills in us. That's why I always say we can wake up thanking Him. No matter what's going on in the world, just wake up thanking the Lord. He has something new for me every day. What He had for us yesterday is something new today. So we always say, glory be to God. Our personal accountability. It is a major key, family, in our life of victory. What we accept and do not, what we accept and do not ward off. Ooh, Jesus. God clearly states we are to be accountable to Him. Nothing is hidden from Him. He is omnipresent. And I always say, behind closed doors, in our hearts, our mind and spirit, God knows us. Just as He knows, as He has known our parents, our grandparents, our children, He knows us. We are all personally accountable to our God. A true saying, you can think you're getting away with something and think you're being slick, but we're just out slicking ourselves. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Especially how we treat one another. God sees and He searches our hearts. He knows the heart. Being accountable. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Too much is given, too much is expected and required. Here comes from our heart responsibilities given to us by our God. Treating one another. Then we have to take an account of how have we neglected our personal relationships. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because our grandmothers and our mothers, brothers, sisters, pastors can ride on their coattails. Have their personal relationships with Him. With our God, we're all accountable for our own very own personal relationship with Him. He's going to ask me, like He's going to ask you, what's your life story? I always say, I love to say, do unto others as you want to be done unto. And if you know me, I'm very respectful of one's time. And that is what I expect in return. Amen. I always say there's a time for everything. But we have to give an account on how and what we've done. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes some things, Jesus, I didn't come to Him and ask Him for forgiveness. We have to give an account. We have to go to the Lord, if it's from the smallest to the largest, and ask for His forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Family, accountability to God, it's real. Another true saying, we may fool some folk some of the time, but our God knows us. He knows us from the hairs on our head, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. He knows us personally. And I always say, God searches our hearts to see if we are letting. It's like, let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. You have to let it. Flesh and spirit battle. Let these minds be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Then we have to ask ourselves, are we operating in love and compassion. Thank you, Jesus. Are we walking in humility? Who am I? Who do you think you are? Oh, Jesus. Who do we think we are? Do we think we better than others? Will you learn and you know Jesus and you know our God? He is no respecter of persons. He loves us all. He loves the rich as well as the poor. He loves the good and he loves the not so good. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, he loves the tall ones and he loves the short ones. He loves the fat ones and he loves the skinny ones. Give an account. That's having the capacity to report the things of our lives. Family, I call on the Holy Spirit. I tell you, I call on him all the time. I call on him all the time to kill my flesh. And it's a constant battle. But I know whom I'm accountable to. To first, before I can be accountable to my ministry, the Now Network, Provoke the Purpose, I have to be accountable to God. Before I can be accountable to my business, I have to be accountable to God. Before I can be accountable to my family, to my friends, I have to be accountable to our God. Jesus, help us, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Being accountable to our Father, family, I tell you, we may have to rearrange some things in our life. Ask the Lord to move some things, take some things off, reorganize our lives, to be accountable to him. I tell you, family, and then everything else will fall in its perfect place. Always say, God as a child, wake up with him, go to sleep with him. Whoo, Jesus. Go to sleep with him, wake up with him, middle of the day. Oh, Jesus, all day long. I tell you, family, we might have to ask the Lord to give us some new hobbies, new businesses, new hangouts, and a new circle of influence. You got to watch who you're hanging out with, your circle of influence, new businesses, new mindsets. One thing, family, COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever they call it, it has taught me that the one thing that is constant in our life, that's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Things change. Even this air we call free, it has changed. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, but the Lord is forever. Amen, family. I tell you, we still with these new look masks. We got that mask on when we go outdoors. Always say, family, we must keep ourselves in position for what God's presenting in our lives to receive. Amen, family. I tell you, as I crossed over to 2021, I declared and decreed that I won't complain. And I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praising God. I'm going to keep praising him over. I want to be accountable for my relationship with him. Because everything else comes secondary. Because, you know, it says it all belongs to him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Who are we? I tell you, family, always say, I won't complain, and I'm not. Always say, don't lose our focus, and don't focus on problems. Look to God. He is our solution, no matter what's going on. In the world, in your pocketbook, in your household, he is our solution. Sometimes we got to shut everything out, close everything out, and just let him speak to our hearts. Let him rearrange some things. Let him renew our minds. She said, do not be conformed to the world, but renewing. It's a constant process. How we thought yesterday is a new thing today, right now. Amen, family? Family, I tell you, we all have to be. I always say, we all have routines. We have some daily routines. I have some, too. Some of us, we can't, I'm going to raise my hand on that. We can't do too much of anything without having that morning mojo. And we know that mojo is that coffee. And then also, family, some of us like to watch TV early in the morning. I like to hear the news. I like to listen to the news. I don't really watch it, but I listen. Because when you listen, the Lord tells you on some things we need to be focused on, things that our attention, our prayers to be, our attention to put our prayers on, because the things of the world, we in the world but not of the world, but there's some things we need to be prayer warriors on. Amen, family? And some of us need, some people like to need, they need to get up in the morning, they need to go off, they need to go work out, they need to take a while, a job, they need to take a walk, they need to do some yoga, they need to walk the dog. Some of us have routines. We get up, we need to feed our children. Some of us have routines. We need to get up, we have to feed the animals. But these, yes, responsibilities and accountability. We are responsible to be accountable still, family. Ultimately, number one is to our Lord, to our God. I always say, have you heard people saying they don't care what happens when they leave here? When I hear that, I just say, foolish, full of folly. Can you imagine being burnt with a burnt on something burning you and never stopping? This is why I'm saying, the Lord help us. Accountability. Family, our God, it's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process in lifestyle, being accountable to Him. God, home, business, workplace, ministry, walking in the Spirit, and walking in the Spirit of accountability. And I know Pastor E talked this long time ago. We're gonna answer to somebody. You may not think you have to answer. You might get think people get in court, they want to keep their mouth shut. Oh, you're going to have to answer to God on the judgment sheet. Amen, family? That's why it's so great God left us. I always say it's so great that He left us the Holy Spirit. Jesus. Call on Him all the time. He left us the Holy Spirit to be accountable to Him. Accountable to Him. Accountable to others, accountable to ourselves, accountable to our relationship with Him. I tell you, the spirit realm, it will get us in track online, that we may realize that we're operating in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Knowing the characteristics, I always say, when we know the characteristics of Jesus, keeping us accountability, hearing the truth makes us accountable to God. They say the truth hurts, but the truth is what's going to make us free. Sometimes we need to hear the truth. And I know my siblings just tell me the truth. Oh, she just, this is moody, this. Yes, I am, you know, but I thank God He's still working in me. Ooh, Jesus, I tell you, but accountable to God. I'm telling you something, God searches our hearts. He wakes us up. The first thing when He wakes us up, the first account we get is to Him. To Him, to just thank Him. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to be accountable to You, accountable to Your Word, and accountable to Your kingdom, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just say thank You, Lord. I thank you, Father, for giving me this word. Giving me this word, Father, to keep me accountable. To keep me accountable in your word, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this word I share tonight as your vessel didn't fall on deaf ears. Lord, I thank you, Father. Thank you for what you are doing right now. If you do no more, Father, you have done enough. You have given your son Jesus. You have given your son to pay for all your sins. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that if, as we sin, Father, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness, not tomorrow, but right now, Father, in your son Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I release my prayers to you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Family, I praise God. I praise God for just being accountable to him.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God, praise God. Hallelujah.
Bro, you almost got me writing a book. Oh, my God. I'm not trying to get out the spirit, but you almost got me writing a book. Accountability and responsibility. I can't write the book because that's going to be your book. If anybody can witness this last hour for me, I have just been sitting here crying and tearing, just like, because I don't know who the heck I'm listening to. It's like God has just released a whole nother level. And I'm not, this isn't just to make people feel good. I'm telling the truth right now. I'm sitting up here just so emotional because I'm so proud of you. And when you drop that, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing doing what God has called me to do, because
you are.
The way you drop that,
Pastor.
The way you drop that accountability and responsibility, if you could have seen the look on my face. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
and I ain't
going
to say much else, but I got to say this. I got to say this. Could anybody out there in your wildest dreams, I'm not talking to you, Minister Ross, I'm talking to anybody else out there, see Minister Terry about to get contempt of court. She say she was about to go off up in the courtroom. Now, we know the story, and we know she had a right, but I'm just saying, now that you know her, could you ever expect that she was about to get contempt of court? Oh, my God. Ain't God good?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Won't
he do
it? Yes, just let him.
Oh, this sounds like some of my stories. Ooh, because I know he did it.
Praise God.
I know he did it. There's no question about it. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. Come on, dial one. Let's talk to Minister Terry tonight. Yes, responsibility and accountability. If you guys didn't get that lesson, you need to go back and listen to the archives. And you need to listen to it about four times. You need some revelations. You need some familiarity. You need some understanding, some revelation, and some application on this word tonight, because it was broken down so clearly.
Praise God.
What's
praise
up, sis?
God.
Come on in.
Woo! Praise God. Praise God. What a word, sis. What a mighty word. Accountability and responsibility. I tell you, thank God we had mama. I tell you, the mama that we had, she was going to make sure that she made sure she was responsible for us, for protecting us, for guiding us, and making sure that we're going to be accountable and do what we needed to do. Girl, you had me laughing when you talked about that double lock going on the door.
Look, me too. I almost fell out. Look, my daddy had a triple lock. Look, he had a triple lock.
I got the double lock every time I went out and caught myself going out to party. I got the double lock put on me. I knew I wasn't going to be responsible and be back at midnight. Sometimes we'd be just leaving at 9 and 10 o'clock.
At 9
o'clock, Mom.
My daddy started. Look, he started not only
midnight.
Look, my daddy he only didn't double lock the door. He started putting sticks in the window because he knew I could jimmy the windows and get in.
Oh yeah.
He started putting sticks in the window. I had to knock on that door.
They put bars because sis used to prop her pillows up in the bed like she was in there, and they put bars around the window.
Jump through the window in a minute and be at the party.
They put them bars on there, though.
Well, good
that's an awesome word, sis. Awesome word. Yeah.
Awesome
glory
word.
To God,
yes.
my sister.
Yes.
Glory to God.
You know, when he,
thank
you,
you
know,
sis.
You guys know when he gives me a word, I always say the Lord's giving me this word for some reason, because, you know, as we crossed over in 2021, it took on more responsibility. And I have to we have to be accountable on different aspects in life. We have a home, but first of all, we accountable to him. Before I can be accountable to ministry, home, business, anything, I'm accountable to God first. And I always say, sis knows, Pastor, I have to have my time with him before I can do anything. I can't do nothing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, y'all know me. I don't care what I got going on. I'm going to do God first.
Yeah.
You get mad at me and say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? I'm doing God. And he's going to make sure everything I put my hands on is going to be blessed.
That's right.
Oh,
praise
yes.
God. The giver, he's the giver of all. You know, we have to understand he's the giver of all. He's the giver of every, I'm like Jackie Gouchee, every fiber of my being, everything belongs to him. You know, our parents, he gave us our parents. So when we start analyzing God and his goodness, oh, Lord, we can keep going on and on.
Come on now.
Our parents, they knew that they couldn't just do the job by themselves, so they made sure they would load all of us in the car and take us down to Shiloh. They knew we needed to be in the church. And we know they're not here with us, so we know where our responsibility lies. And we know God
is
our number one responsibility to him. You know,
yes, right.
Thank God that we were blessed to get that at a young age, to get that guy.
You're right about
that. Train up a child in the way they should grow.
Proverbs 22:6.
Yes.
They don't depart from it.
When they get older, they will not depart. And we are all living proof of that, of the seeds that were sown into us younger. Because I know we all have been through some things. And if anybody else out there want to speak with Minister Terry tonight on What's the Word on Women Speak Now, come on, dial one, get in the conversation.
Praise
we got a few
God.
More minutes left, and we're going to take every advantage of every minute there. Prophetess
Amen.
Lori, come on in to What's the Word.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, my God.
Praise
oh
God,
my
Ms.
God.
Connecticut.
Hey, Ms. Callie.
How are you?
Hey, everybody. Wow.
Hello.
Accountability. Responsibility. Oh my God, girl, that was just awesome. That's something that, you know, that we haven't heard in a while about. We all need to be held accountable, especially
yes,
to God,
we do.
And to each other.
Uh-huh.
And to
that's
each other,
right.
You know. That's
you're
why
right
I got
about
I got
that.
I got leaders, I got Apostle Rick, Apostle Browning, Pastor
uh-huh.
E. I got so many spiritual leaders and you and everybody else, Virginia, all of us to help keep me accountable because we
that's
all
right.
need it. We all need it.
We have
and you
to.
Know, some people that don't want to be held accountable, they don't care about being held accountable because, that you know, people think they could do anything when they get ready to, how they want to, when they want to, and think that God is deaf, dumb, and blind. You know?
But you know what, Prophetess Lori? Being held accountable in his word, it just keeps us from on that judgment sheet when it's time.
Oh, yes.
It keeps us
I don't
want to
go to hell. I know that
you know,
much.
Being held accountable, and we can hold ourselves accountable when we get in his word. You know, we can. That's why it's always a constant self-examining. And, you know, we can truthfully behind, when we honestly look in the mirror and ask ourselves, am I operating in the spirit or I'm operating in the flesh? You know, that's why I always ask God. That's why I always thank you for the Holy Spirit because it keeps me in check. Ooh,
yes,
in check.
God, I love the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my best friend.
Yeah, ain't he the best friend?
Yes, he is.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I just don't want to perish. That's going
to
catch up with somebody in a minute because it ain't it's nothing to do with death. The promise is everlasting life that will not perish.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
And that's what
right.
we need to be really thankful for is that we don't have to perish.
That's
and
right.
we don't have to
we don't.
Be worried about the fleshly things because it's going to happen. I mean, each and every one of us on this line is going to return back from which we came. I think it was the dirt.
That's right.
We all going to return back from where we were born. But are we going to stay everlasting?
Yeah.
See, I'm just, my goal, I just don't want to perish.
I don't want to perish either.
You're right.
And I've been on that, and I've been on that threshold. Now I'm not trying to say I'm all that or nothing, but I've been on that threshold of perishing. I got the taste of it. I'm telling you, I had the taste of it.
Wow.
And if you wonder why I go the way I go, because I was going so hard for me that I had to turn it around and do something to save my life. But I tasted the perishing, and I don't want to perish. That's my biggest thing, is I will not perish.
I won't.
Right.
I'm working for everlasting.
And you know what, though, Pastor E and Prophet Glory and sis, you guys and all this, I admire you and I commend you guys, because you guys are reaching out to others so no one perishes.
That's
right. That's why we have to keep on sharing his word and keep on, you know, and it's not going to fall on deaf ears, you know, because like you said, there's a time and a place for everybody when they can open up their heart to hear the word of God. And no, he's speaking directly to me now, you know, because, you know, I know I was headstrong for some years, but I wasn't headstrong, but I just wasn't receiving it just like I should, you know, but. Mm-hmm.
Well, sis, we commend you, sis, because I know I see so much growth, and I know you do so much to help so many people. You definitely help me with the words that you bring. So we commend you, sis.
God.
You keep on sharing that word like you're doing.
Yes, praise God.
Yes, praise God.
Because like I said, it's always the first he ministers, he's working within me. When he gives me a word, it's working within me to share with others. So. Always say all glory to God.
Glory be to God. Yes.
Right now, right now.
I love
it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Come on, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on into the conversation on what's the word. Evangelist Virginia, come on in.
I am in.
Hey, sister. She said, I am in.
Hello, everybody.
No, that is a word.
Hello,
of, that is a word
Valentine.
That is a word.
Said,
of
I am.
Yourself
I
in there.
Am.
Come on, you better speak it.
I am in. I'm in. The,
amen.
Amen.
I am victorious.
Hello, everybody.
I am prosperous. I am a child of God.
Yes,
I am the first and last beginning. I'm whatever it is, because he lives in me.
I say, say
I am
mine.
Blessed on
I
purpose.
Am.
I'm blessed on purpose. Yeah.
For his good purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Blessing the
blessing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. That's what it is. Blessed be a blessing.
Minister Terry.
Hey, my
Minister
sister.
Terry. Hello, my sister. Hello, Orange County.
Hey, Miss Baton Rouge. Love you. Glory.
Oh, my God. My Lord. What a word.
Glory.
Accountability.
Yes.
You know who I'm going to be accountable to? It's God.
Yes. Yes.
I am going
We're
to be
all
accountable,
accountable
to God.
We're all accountable to him. That's
We're
right.
We're all supposed to be accountable to God.
That's
and I
right.
want to be accountable to him. What I say, what I do, where I go, and all the above. I am accountable
Amen.
To him. I got my hand lifted right now, God. I'm accountable to
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm accountable to you, Jesus. Nobody but you.
Yes, sir. Nobody but you, Lord.
Nobody,
Nobody
but you,
Nobody but you. Hallelujah.
And responsibility. My responsibility is to my family and what I need to
yes,
do.
Yes, sir.
And things like that. But you know what? Minister Terry, you have broke that word down so... You have grown so. You are so full of the word and the Holy Ghost and power. And I want to say it, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I mean it with every DNA in my body.
Yes. That's
you
him.
Are
it's all
awesome.
Him.
You are one awesome lady, and you stay the same.
Yes.
You don't change. Ain't nothing phony about you. You are so for real.
Praise God.
You are the real deal.
He's working.
You are the
he's working.
You
he's
are
working
real.
With, He's working within me. Believe me. Yes, you know, I wasn't even thinking.
Come on,
but
come on, keep it real.
Well, I gotta call on the Holy. You know, Evangelist.
He's working on us
all the time.
Ooh,
yes.
Thank you,
I know,
Jesus.
I fight my flesh. You know, I battle my flesh because I have to call on the Holy Spirit to
you
live,
what,
to walk and operate in the Spirit. You know that, Evangelist.
Yes, yes I do. And you keep letting him work
you know.
On you. Amen. And I heard
Amen.
Something you said about in the cold room. Ken, you had me laughing. When you said you got into the flesh and you wanted to, ooh, it didn't take me military.
Oh, yeah, in the courtroom. Oh, yeah.
I think we all of our eyelids jumped up like, wait a minute, huh?
I
remember.
I went to professional counseling for that, and my pastor in Bakersfield at that time, Pastor E, and they had to keep telling me to the scripture, if I don't forgive those, no matter what, the wrath is God. So
yes.
You know, I was perishing in there. It was like at the time, it was like on my cusp of coming up in His word. And I wasn't rooted and grounded, so I was shaky, and my flesh was almost in the courtroom window.
Testify,
so.
Girl. Go ahead. But God.
You know, but
God.
God.
Amen.
But God.
Amen. Come on. Anybody else out there want to get in the conversation? We're about to shut it down. We're 7 minutes past our time, but we want to give anybody else the opportunity. That one person out there yes, ma'am.
Melissa Terry.
Yes, sir.
I love you, my sister.
I love you too.
And you keep preaching the word. You keep doing what you're doing.
I tell you, the Lord, I'm letting Him use me. You know, when we get out there, He'll increase.
Amen.
He said we must decrease so He can increase. So that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna be little bitty me, and let Him increase. Glory to God. We pray.
Amen.
Have a good night. Okay.
Amen.
God.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
We love
you
too, Evangelist.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one.
Amen.
If not, we are going to take it to the next level and say, Lord, just be big in us. Let us be little in you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I dare you guys to listen to the lyrics of this song.
Thank God.
Yes, this is one of our covenant sisters.
If you don't know God, then you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
Get your little last workout in. You know, we all need a little crunch.
Sun, moon, all the hosts of heaven, earth, sky, they declare the glory of God. My God, He is sovereign and holy, and unto the only wise God be majesty and power. He who sits upon His heavenly throne alone brought salvation to all who believe.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and every hill lay low. Crooked may
He's a mighty God, little me.
too much for words. Silly enough, it took me a million mistakes to know your grace, your love is enough to purge me. I'm reaping the benefits of a spiritual lineage that goes beyond many millenniums, so I don't deserve it, but I'm grateful that you came, died, and you saved. Oh yeah, I messed up big, but every time you forgave me, so I dedicate these words to you and you alone. My Lord, I'm just a vessel, you're the author of this song. Big God,
little me, the creator of everything.